Warning, the podcast you are about to listen to contains graphic language and adult themes. This podcast is not intended for children. Listen at your own discretion.
You're listening to WoW Uncensored with Valentine and DTD.
Just fucking say it.
Alright. And Bubba Caleb.
Rocket boots!
Fuck you, Dale! Fuck you!
F and A, Cotton. F and A.
Roadhouse.
Ugh, Jesus Christ.
Quit being a faggot and suck that dick.
Hey, faggots! Welcome to another episode of WoW Uncensored, the World of Warcraft show for adults, where we talk about whatever the fuck we want. This is episode 29. Today's date is April 29th, 2013. How do we pull that off? 29th episode on the 29th? I don't know. Anyway.
Something's gonna happen.
Yeah. I'm your host, Deetany. Huh? What?
I said nothing's going to happen.
No. It's going to be an absolutely boring show. I'm your host, DTD. Main warrior tank of the Guild Evangelion. On Emerald Dream.
Oh, God.
U.S. I'm just going to fuck out the entire episode. How about that? Featuring the GM of the Guild Evangelion on Emerald Dream, U.S. The sexiest mage on planet. The man who looks so much better on YouTube than he does on Skype. Valentine. Hi.
Jesus Christ, that was butchered.
That was so bad. Should I redo it? No, I'm not going to redo it. Ain't nobody got time for that. Also with us, Rogue Extraordinaire. You know him, the man, the myth, the squirrel. Bubba Caleb. I had no idea what song that was.
Really?
Jet Airliner.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm sitting here trying to think. I'm like, the fuck is Bubba singing? I
don't even know. With fire.
God, man.
I'm still waking up. I slept until like 10 minutes before pre-show. I was like, oh, fuck, I overslept.
Yeah, you did. Like, what's up, man? Oh, shit. And then he just called me right away.
Oh, it's fun.
So here's a shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a shot out of a cannon. Oprah, Barbara Walters, your wife. You gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one. Go!
I really hope somebody's got an FMK because I don't.
Bubba, do you have an FMK?
No.
The fuck is wrong with you guys?
Val? Do you have one?
Why would I have an FMK?
Okay, here, let me think if I can, let me see if I can pick one up off the top of my head.
Gonna go with no on that?
No, there's one formulating. Hang on. Okay, so, Pelic?
Oh.
Damn Drops? And the Gregory Brothers.
So nobody knows who half these people are, but...
Well, if you would have watched the pre-show, you would have seen all three of these guys.
That's true. So, I gotta go with Mary Pelic.
Yes. So do you fuck or kill Damn Drops?
Boobies in those emails?
No.
We had Val's wife in the chat room earlier.
She asked me if we had any boobs in the email. We didn't get any this time. She likes to do that. She likes to just fucking talk to me while I'm in the middle of a show.
That's cool.
It's pretty awesome.
So did you go pay that bill?
What?
I don't know. I would fuck Damn Drops. I would definitely fuck Damn Drops and kill the Gregory Brothers. Also, I can marry Pelic.
Well, I agree, 100%.
Yeah. If you guys have no idea who we're talking about, I'm going to leave the video of our pre-show up for a while. Or I'm going to try to. Just watch it. Then you'll know. And you'll be all okay.
Pelic is the bomb. Mm-hmm. But that was unsuccessful, so.
That was totally terrible. Please send us FMK so we don't have to ever do that again.
Desperate need of him.
Yeah.
Or he'll force D to do another one, and we don't want that.
Yeah, it's always on me, too. So, wowandcensoredshow@gmail.com. Send us FMKs, please. Just bombard us with like 30 or 40 of them, so we're good for the year.
Good stockpile.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's time for emails. We have an email.
Woo! Are you on it, or am I reading it?
You read it. Go.
Okay. It says, a lot of my friends have been talking about how long WoW has until it dies, and no one plays it anymore. I hear from some people that they think WoW is already dying, and some people make points about the subscription drop in the past half a year. I was just wondering what was your opinion on WoW's death timer? Love the show. Keep up the good work. Hope this helps with email shortage. From Ruth's from Darkspear.
Thanks, Rose. I don't know how to say your name.
Routh.
That works. So the death of WoW, something that a lot of people have touched on, actually. I don't know. Bubba, what do you think?
I don't think it'll ever get to a point where no one will play it anymore.
It's not going
to... No game really gets that to that point.
Well, you were a big player of Star Wars Galaxies, right?
Yeah, and
how'd that
after that, after that failed and like they stopped doing that, there was like people tried to make an emulator for it so they could keep playing it.
So it's not even dead now that the server's shut down.
I don't think so anyway. I don't know how the emulator is or if it even made it there, but yeah. It's not going to get to the point where no one's going to play it anymore.
Well, even now, there's hundreds of private servers out there.
Exactly.
So,
well,
it'll get to the point where they aren't going to make any money off of it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. But I don't know if they mean, like, legit death, like, server shutdown, or just, like, the metaphorical, oh my god, it's the death of WoW, you know what I mean? Like,
no more updates.
Keep on. Well... Not even that, but just keep dwindling and losing more and more and more and more subs.
Yeah.
To the point where everybody's just basically quitting, all your friends and stuff.
When WoW's down to like 100,000 people.
Either way, I mean, I guess it'd be kind of around the same thing, because if it gets to that point where they just keep losing and losing and losing, then...
Which, this argument's really funny to me, because people are saying, oh, WoW's dead. We still have 9.7 million active subscribers right now.
Yeah,
the fact that that's still like 9 times bigger than the next biggest MMO is kind of a thing.
Well, like, I remember when it first came out and they were like pumped that they had like what five hundred thousand.
Yeah,
and then they didn't have the servers and stuff for that. Like, they weren't expecting the turnout that they had.
Yeah, a lot of people don't remember. Like, if you look back on vanilla with your rose tinted glasses, it was the best time in WoW, so everybody says, but. You know, I was actually just listening to an interview on Grand Old Podcast not too long ago with somebody who was podcasting around that time, and there was like, you know, you guys don't remember that the servers were dead. You couldn't play for like 4 months because the servers were all fucked up. Nobody remembers that.
Yeah, there's way too many people.
I think when I started playing, which was early BC, it was like at 5 million, I want to say. And we peaked at 12 in Wrath. So, the fact that people are saying that the game is dead because 3 million people aren't playing, or 2.5 million people aren't playing, that's still 9 million people playing the game.
Still making so much money.
I think the next biggest MMO is Guild Wars, and I'm pretty sure they're just over 1 million. You know, MMOs say that if you get 100,000 subs, you're successful. With most other MMOs, like I think Knights of the Old Republic or Old Republic has 150,000 subs or something like that, and they think they're pretty successful. I think EverQuest back in the day had like 200,000 subscribers, and they were successful. It's only WoW that, oh my god, we're below 10 million subs. The game's dying.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is when they set off to make the game, like I said, they were expecting 500,000, and that got ridiculously exploded. Like, you couldn't log into servers. Shit was down for like a month. Like, you couldn't do anything because they simply didn't have the support or anything to do anything. The patches in content and everything just took so long because they were not expecting the game to blow up like it did. So I'm sure Blizzard going back, like if they were to say, let's think back 8 years. You know, what we were expecting to get, what, 500,000 maybe subs, and we have over, at one point, over 12 million. We're at 9 million. I'd say it's a good day.
I'd say you're mildly successful by then.
Yeah, I would think so. When you can rape in $150 million just from active subscribers every month, I think you're okay.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, it's hard to tell. I think that there's not going to be any one indication on like the death of WoW. Like it's not going to be a game. I think it's just going to be the death of WoW is going to be when they don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
When they decide that they've played through everything, they're done with their lore. Like there's tons of lore that they could end up doing. But when it gets to the point where they are going to be backtracking back through timelines, then I think that they're just going to be like, okay. I still think there's at least 2 to 3 expansions left.
There definitely is room for that. I still think there's going to be one more, but it's going to be like huge, and they're just going to keep adding on to it. You know, like
that
just,
could be.
Just give us
see,
like.
I still, I insta- think there's going to be 2 more at least.
Like instead of just having 3 raid tiers in the last expansion, we'll have like fucking 15 or something like that.
Just keep adding raid tiers onto it.
Yeah. So
it could be, but I think we've talked about this, maybe not like on the show. I think we've talked about it on the show a little bit, but I just don't think it's dying. I mean, after going from Wrath, the 12 million to Cataclysm, Cataclysm's what killed the subs.
Oh yeah.
Like anybody can look back and see that.
And you
I don't
remember
know very many people who were pumped about Cataclysm just looking at the trailer and shit. I mean, it looked badass, but was it the same? Was it the same feeling you had when you watched the trailer for Wrath or BC? No.
Well, I remember a lot of people were like really excited for Cata because it was supposed to fix the rating game. Because the only thing wrong with Wrath was the rating. Everything else in Wrath was really, really good. But the rating was just subpar. And they're like, well, Cata's going to fix that. Cata's going to be the savior of rating, which Tier 11 was amazing. I mean, it was really good.
Yeah.
And Firelands wasn't bad, but then you get to Dragon Soul, and it makes Wrath rating look glorious.
I didn't think Wrath rating was bad. It was just Wrath came out, and it was Naxx. That was your first tier of rating, and you would just like it was still. It wasn't like
it wasn't hard.
It had been. It wasn't like it had been on the back burner for so long that it's time to bring it back. It'd been gone for one expansion. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It'd been gone for a year.
And
so,
people at 70 would still go in and do Naxx because you still had to do that hellacious Argent Dawn grind to get in there.
Oh, yeah. So people were still doing Naxx 40 up until around the time they announced, you know, hey, we're going to do Naxx again, but we're going to revamp it to 10 and 25, man. And then, like, I don't know very many people who are pumped about that. I mean, I love Naxx.
Oh, I do too.
And I still like the Wrath version. But anybody who rated the 40-man content and went into that, they would – I guarantee most people were like, meh. It's not – that's obviously not going to be the same.
Well, my big problem with Wrath rating was it just didn't seem like it was too tough. Like you could just smash your face against every boss in the game except for Lich King and Ulduar and down it eventually. But when you had mechanics that in Naxxramas, for example – if you had safety dance in Naxx 40, you messed that up. It was a wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Safety dance in Wrath, you mess it up. You just took some damage. That's it. So they like Thaddeus, if you fucked up the polarity, it was a Y in Nax 40. If you fucked up the polarity in Wrath Nax, you could still down it. It was just a ton of healing. They just, that's where I think they messed up. Like, and Glory TOC wasn't hard at all. I mean, that place was piss easy.
It was pretty easy. I think we did. Excuse me. We were we were a 25 man guild, and we normally had the 18 or 20 man, and we got what was that one of the Trial of Insanity or whatever it's called, Madness,
yeah,
tribute to insanity,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
we got that with like 20 people.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Stupid.
Olduar was hard.
Olduar was very hard.
Ice Crown was actually pretty difficult before the buff.
Yeah, at gear
aside from loot ship.
Except for loot ship. Yeah.
At appropriate gear level, Ice Crown and no buff, Ice Crown was tough and it was fun.
Oh,
once
yeah.
they started throwing out the buffs and stuff, then I was like, fuck. And then it just got worse because after that happened, then Kata came out, and then I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of Kata. A lot of people, some people liked Kata, some people didn't. Some people didn't give it a chance at all, which I think was probably the biggest downfall was people saw Kata, weren't interested, so they didn't even pick it up.
Keep going. Sorry, I thought you were done.
I'm never done.
I know.
Well, and then a lot of people quit at the end of Wrath because they didn't want to play Kata, and then Mob came out, and they're like, okay, this looks pretty cool, but I haven't played in so long. You know, I haven't played since the end of Wrath. And have all the shit to do, and they just don't even. I missed an expansion, so I'm done.
Yeah, I can tell you the exact point when I started losing faith in Kata, and that was when they started nerfing the five mans. Because at launch, five mans like Grim Batol and City Tolvir and stuff, they were actually challenging.
They were kind of hard,
And I loved it. Yeah, it was kind of a pain in the ass because you have to go into Grim Batol and you'd be in there for like 2 hours. But I liked having that challenge. And then they started nerfing it. And then eventually you got to the point where at appropriate gear, you could clear Grim Batol in a half hour. Which I don't have a problem with the time aspect. I have a problem with the difficulty aspect.
Yeah. It used to be awesome because I remember going in there and we had the CC.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just you run in AoE tank everything. You had the CC. And then after, you know, the first raid tier came out or whatever, whenever they started nerfing all the five mans, like D could run in there and grab the first half of the dungeon on heroic, and yeah, we outgeared it by a little bit, but still
we were only in what 359, so we weren't outgearing it by a bunch.
No, so
the troll heroics,
what was it, 346?
Yeah,
or something like that. Yeah. Was the
yeah, I think it's 346 for heroic blues. And it was 353 for the troll dungeon blues. And remember when those troll dungeons first came out? Those were hard too.
When ZG first came out,
ZG was hard. ZA wasn't hard. ZA was difficult on the timed run, but not just pure difficulty.
It was mostly, like Jumalana said, the dungeons were just trash mobs overfilled. I agree. The trash and ZA was harder than the bosses.
Yeah. It was.
Like, seriously, I mean, it was just a gauntlet of trash and mobs that did random ass shit that you had to know exactly what they did, and then you went over and just bent over the bosses like they were nothing. And then you would not make your timed run, not because you couldn't kill the boss, but because you wiped on trash.
Yeah. And remember the first boss in ZG? He was kind of tough if you couldn't not stand on shit, which, you know, is an easy thing to do in itself, but when you go into LFD and you get these absolute terrible players that, oh, there's green shit, I'm going to stand in it because whatever.
The healer's just going to heal me, so.
Yeah, everybody had that Wrath mindset because we had AoE heroics. And
spammable healing.
Exactly. And remember when the healers were bitching that, oh, it's too hard to heal, and Blizzard's like, well, people shouldn't be taking so much damage on purpose, you know? It's the same thing. So that's when Kata started to die for me, when they started nerfing it because people were whining. And then I was really pissed when they nerfed Tier 11 when Firelands came out. because tier 11 was such an amazing tier to me. I loved it. I didn't want the difficulty to go away.
That's why any time after that, I only ran it on heroic.
Mm-hmm. And then
that was such a fun raid. Doing Halfis and Baliona and Thralion and
Blackwing Descent is one of my favorite raids of all time. I love like Malarak and I can't even remember all the bosses' names because it's been so long. But
Omnitron was really fun. The council fight,
yeah.
Actually,
Omnitron
every boss in there was a lot of fun. The only boss I wasn't really pumped about doing all the time was
Magma,
the blind boss. I actually like doing Magma.
I like Atromedes. Especially when we Hunter tanked it. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we should play that video real quick.
Now we don't really have a lot of time with everything else that we have.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'll play it when we're done.
Okay. But that was one email that we just spent 20 minutes on.
Hey, we don't get enough emails, so we can do that. It'll work, I think.
Actually didn't realize we were still on that email.
So basically what we're saying is WoW's going to die when Blizzard says it's going to die. There's not going to be another game that's going to kill it. Titan's not going to kill it. It's going to die when Blizzard stops updating it, and that's all there is to it. We can put that argument to rest. So
and even then, the players will still keep playing it.
Yeah, there's going to I guarantee that there will be at least 100,000 people that will play it when we all die of old age.
When Blizzard decides to pull all of their WoW resources into other games like Titan or anything else in the future, then WoW will probably be obsolete.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But then you'll get the modding community to start working on the game itself. Mm-hmm. So
they'll either turn it free to play, or they might just say screw it, because if they're not getting any money for it, they're not going to be, I doubt they're going to be putting time into updating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd probably just shut servers down, honestly, because unless they kept it a sub game, because if they went free to play, they wouldn't update it, number one, and then they would probably look at all those people playing it for free as possible subs to their newer games. So
here's a thought that just came to my head, like totally randomly. So let's say that Blizzard has decided they're no longer going to update WoW and it's going to go to a free-to-play game. Do you think, and let's just assume that they'll keep servers up, because fuck, there's still Diablo 2 servers up. So let's just assume that they can keep servers up, at least a few. Do you think that they'll open up the game code to the modding community to let players make extra content for the game? Like, for example, kind of like how the Dota came from Warcraft 3. Or, you have all these mods for StarCraft 2. They're doing that World of StarCraft or whatever on it. Do you think that Blizzard would allow something like that with WoW? So they could get essentially free content for their game?
They might, because it would allow them to put more resources into other projects.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I would see.
Yeah. And if it's free to play, unless they're just worried about their game getting desecrated, then it's not their baby anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting to see. I don't know how. I'm not a programmer, toot, damn it. I don't know how it would be implemented on live servers. I'm just spitballing. Damn.
That was a good email, though.
Yeah.
That lasted us.
Yeah. We love emails, as you can see. We spend fucking hours reading email and talking about it. So if you want to give us, stuff to talk about, email the show, wowandcensoredshow@gmail.com. Because we love it. It's fun. Now, let's do this thing. We're gonna start with a vowel on this. Here we go.
Taste the rainbow, motherfucker.
That never gets old.
So I got a little thing I want to do. It's not gonna take very long, but I was thinking about it the other day and I thought it'd be cool. So I'm gonna throw out acronyms, and I want you guys to pop out the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Like if I say DBM, you would say
Deadly Boss Mods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ready?
Ready.
All right. TC.
Thunderclap.
Do we both have to do it?
You can, unless you were going to say the same thing.
Total cock.
WoW related.
It's got to be WoW stuff.
Oh, come on.
WoW acronyms. Because there's a lot of these that actually could be pretty bad, honestly, when I look at them.
I'm Thunderclap. That's where I'm going.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. FB.
Fireball.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to go with Frostbolt, but... MT.
Magister's Terrace.
Main tank.
Main tank is what I was...
Well, I guess Magister's Terrace MGT, isn't it?
Yeah. Or Manitoums.
Oh, that works too, yeah.
I put Manitoums or main tank. BC.
Burning Crusade.
Burning Crusade.
Durr. That was the easy one. F-O.
F-O? F-O? I have no idea what F...
I like toots. Fuck off.
It was Frozen Orb, so that was a personal.
Oh, God.
Yeah, of course they're going to be mage ones.
SS.
Sinister Strike.
Screenshot.
Serpent Sting. All right, BF.
Boyfriend?
Blade Flurry.
Blood Furnace. There's multiple of these. It's just interesting to see what's the first thing everybody thinks of.
Oh, and then I got boyfriend. Thanks. Yay.
All right. HB.
HB?
Mm-hmm.
Howling Blast.
Yeah, Howling Blast.
Got it from the chat room.
Yeah,
Howling Blast was what I had in mind as
Howling
well.
Howling Blast! I love that video. Next week.
All right. Next one, FP.
Flight Point.
I don't know.
Yeah, mine was Flight Path. And last one is DP.
Dragon Points.
Double Penetration.
That's the one that I said it could be. Most of these could be bad, and I looked at DP. Which is Devouring Plague.
That works.
That was my last one. I just thought it was a cool idea.
That's a cool idea. I like that. We should do that again. That was fun.
Oh, there's so many. It's just funny to see between everybody what's the first thing somebody thinks of, and usually it's like class related.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. That's a good idea. So, bravo. Bravo.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, we also have another new segment.
Oh, yeah.
Val should intro this.
So this is the segment where I... Well, first off, I was talking with my son, and he's 5. He just starts talking about video games and comic books and stuff. So I started asking him questions. The segment's going to start up. Besides this week, this week's is comic book stuff. It doesn't really have anything to do with WoW. But I'm going to start reading them like WoW lore. And ask him questions and see what he says to him. But it's going to be funny because this segment up here is Keelan on comic books.
Yeah, so this is real talk with Keelan.
Real talk with
That's Keelan. We need to make a bumper for it.
A.K.A. Val Jr.
Val Jr. Real talk with Keelan. After, 5 minutes when it fucking loads. It'll play here soon. Here we go. All right, go.
All right, Keelan, ready? Tell me about Iron Man.
What?
Just tell me. Come over here. This is real talk.
Dude.
Okay, tell me what you were talking about. With Iron Man and this and the stuff on it and Batman.
Batman just made a suit. The costume and Iron Man dead.
Yeah.
You know, Iron Man just has this circle stains on it, and it's made of a costume, and he shoots this stain out of the circle stains, and that's why he doesn't have any power. That's his weapons.
That's right. He doesn't have powers. He made his own weapons.
And Batman.
Batman is the same way. What about Spider-Man?
Batman didn't. He didn't make the costume of it. He just made the web out of his power, and then he just got bit by a spider. That's why he made the costume, but he saw a Spider-Man picture first, right? I don't know which one. He got bit by a spider first or saw the picture first?
He got bit by a spider first, and then he made the costume. He didn't look at a picture. He just made it.
No, he looked at a picture that just kind of looks like Spider-Man.
Well, that's the one that he drew. He drew a picture, and that's what he made the costume out of, the picture that he drew. How about Hulk?
He just lifts his shirt and turns into a hero.
He rips his shirt and turns into a hero.
Like he smashes.
What's he say?
Hulk smash when he smashes. He does that when he smashes.
Do you have any other people you want to talk about real quick?
Like Captain America?
Sure. Do you know anything about Captain America, though? Mm-hmm. What do you know about Captain America?
He made a suit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he just made the weapons.
Yeah.
Because I know he doesn't have any power.
He's got powers.
Why?
He's really strong. He's like a super soldier.
But why does he swing his shell?
That's a good question.
Why?
I don't know. Because his shield is cool. He throws a shield out and it comes back to him. It's like a boomerang.
I knew that.
I know you knew that. Anybody else you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Who?
We want to talk about a lot of superheroes.
Okay. Well, start talking.
And do you know about the robot? He just has the powers.
Let's not talk about the robot, because you don't really know him. That's Nick Fury. How about, let's talk about Venom or Thor or Wolverine.
Wolverine?
You know Wolverine, don't you?
Yeah, but he just made a suit.
Yeah, he made a suit, too. What else cool does he have?
Yeah, the things that come up.
Come up from where?
From here, on the suit.
What are you pointing at right now?
It just comes out and it's white. Can I show you?
From his knuckles, yeah.
And it's white.
Yeah, the blades that come out from his hands.
Let me show you where, it is.
How about Deadpool? Do you like Deadpool?
Lexi?
Yeah. He's got adamantium. Or adamantite or adamantium.
He has the powers, or he just made a shoot the suit.
Mm-hmm. Are you done talking?
He has the powers. He just has powers.
Yeah, he's pretty strong.
Yeah, and he made the suit too.
Mm-hmm. They're all pretty good at making suits, aren't they?
Yeah, they all made the suit, but some of them don't have power. Some of them have weapons, right?
Right. Okay, last question. Who's your favorite superhero?
I just said the guy who you like.
The guy who I like?
Yeah, this guy.
Deadpool. Why do you like Deadpool?
Because he shoots. He has swords.
Yeah, that is a win-win situation.
I just like shooting.
Yeah.
This game, I love it.
What's not to like about shooting people, right?
We don't shoot people, we shoot bad guys.
That's right.
Like zombies?
Legit. I have trained you well.
Like, I punch zombies right in the face.
You punch zombies in the face? Jeez, I'm not gonna mess with you.
Why you really do that?
I believe you.
I do it when I'm big and little.
Jeez.
Okay. But not when I'm baby.
You're a tough guy.
and I'm strong.
You're super strong.
Yeah, but I can't pick anything up. Yeah.
I bet you could. You just don't want to, right?
Yeah, I just want to do it when I'm Hulk.
When you're Hulk? When you turn into the Hulk? And then you say what?
Hulk smash.
That's not how you say it.
How?
How do you really say Hulk smash? You have to get into it.
Yep.
You have to say it. You have to say it like you mean it.
I don't know how.
And you have to flex your arms. How you do. And then like yell it. Hulk smash.
But that's... He just jumps and smash with one hand or two hands.
Yeah. Say Hulk smash.
Hulk smash!
Okay. I think that'll do it.
That was awesome.
I'm going to rip my shirt off and turn into a hero.
Just turn into a hero.
And punch zombies in the face.
And punch them in the face.
But you don't shoot people, you shoot bad guys.
Mm-hmm. He knows what's up.
You've trained him well, Val. Good job on that.
Oh, thank you.
Nice you haven't raised a psychopath.
Not yet. Not, he's only
Not
five.
Yet.
He's
right? Got time.
Yeah, I think you have to grow into it. So, we have stuff to talk about, maybe. I have something a little funny. I'm going to do this. Where is it at? I'm going to fuck it up. Watch.
Taste the rainbow, motherfucker!
Nope. Did it. Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Not close enough.
It's on that one. He's still on quite pretty close to it.
Yeah.
But close enough. So I have this AH character that I've been playing on. And I've been doing transmog flipping. Like, I'll find a bunch of transmog pieces really low price in the AH, and then I'll buy them all out, and then I'll post them up for, you know, anywhere between 500 and 10,000 gold, depending on what it is. And I had somebody whisper me saying, I can't remember what he said. He said, I wish I would have saved the actual transcript of the chat message, but he basically told me that, watch out for us on Emerald Dream. We watch out for our low B players. It's an abomination that they can't afford upgrade gear and all this other shit, and you'll be contacted by a GM soon. And I was like, okay, what the fuck? And so I was like, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's supply and demand for transmog. And he's like, well, watch out. We'll be watching you. I'm like, what the fuck? And I told Val about it. So Val...
I actually have the transcript from him.
Do you?
Yeah.
So I told Val about it, and Val, being the guy he is, decides to talk to this guy. And you were talking to him for like an hour.
Dude, it was a long time. Like, I couldn't believe how long this dude was talking to me.
And so, like, what did you say to him? Because I honestly cannot remember. I wish I would have saved those, but I need to reinstall Cellular, I think. But it was fucking...
Oh, I don't have it. Do we remember his name?
I don't off the top of my head. But, like, it sounded like he was, like, yelling at me and was threatening to turn me into GMs for playing the auction house.
Yeah, I remember whenever I talked to him, I first whispered him and said, oh, no, please don't report my friend. And he's like, what? And I was like, oh, my buddy that you're giving hell to for doing something totally legit. I was like, are you just mad because you don't have money, or what's going on? And he was basically, he was a level 90 dude. And he was basically what he sounded like, he was just taking the side of the casual player. And he went into great depth, which I got to give him credit, because he was like, he was cool about it. Kind of like the way he was talking was like he just was like legit talking, and he wasn't being a douchebag about it.
He almost sounded like he was RPing it, which was weird to me.
Yeah, it almost that is actually what it felt like. But we were just basically having a debate, and I was, you know, telling him why he was wrong, and he was telling me why he doesn't think he's wrong. And he was basically talking about the casual player or the newer people, saying that they can't afford these items, and it's not fair to them because if they're level, if they want a level 47 green, they shouldn't have to pay 2K because there's no way they can make the money and all this other shit. And I was like, oh, okay, I see your point, but why the fuck does a level 47 need to get a level 47 green? Like, all the shit's on the auction house for transmog value only. Like, that's the reason. Most of the stuff that people craft for, like, gear use that's going to be actually be an upgrade probably is not going to sell that high. The stuff that's selling really high on the auction house, that's, you know, the greens and stuff, is the stuff that looks cool, and yet you got to pay money for it. And if a level 47 main character, some casual dude, can't afford it, then bypass it. Like, what? Who's that really hurt? Somebody else is going to buy it.
Yeah, I basically told him, I was like, well, I wouldn't be putting it up there at such a high price if people would stop paying for it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I was like, well, it's not really, I mean, supply and demand. If he's putting stuff up there for 2K and they're selling, then what's it really hurting? I was like, yeah. And he was talking about that's why everything's so inflated. And I said, he's like, if you look, there's not anything under like 10K or whatever. And I was like, well, that's because most of the people undercut each other. He's like, what do you mean? It's like, you get, it's just common sense. You get 10 items, somebody puts it up for 5K, next person's going to undercut, and you're going to go all the way down until it gets lower. Like, is that's the economy that you're trying to get back to? Or, like, all my friend's doing is he's buying low and selling high, and that it's working. That's not really, I don't see how that's against the TOS. And he said, he threw out some number that it's like against the term of service to sell anything 250% over vendor price, which I had never heard of. I've never read past the first line of the terms of service.
The only part of the terms of service I've ever read is, do you agree to the terms of service?
I scroll all the way down and click it, and then it says terms of service has been updated, and then I scroll all the way back down and click it again. Like, fuck, I don't care. But he said he rambled off some number about it's against the terms of service to sell anything over 250% what it vendors for. And I was like, that actually doesn't make any sense to me, because fucking, like, if I look right now, like, I'm in game, I open my bags, haunting spirits. Okay, that doesn't help because they don't have a sell price.
Right.
But like, for instance, a stack of 9 costs 25 silver.
That's what vendors for?
Yeah, a stack of 9. So divide 25 silver by 9, and that's what it would sell for.
Yeah, it's...
So I guarantee that's being sold over, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Flasks, like, people usually sell for like 70 gold or something. Something like that, depending on what it is.
Used to like 200 to 300 gold.
Yeah.
So it sells what it can go for. I mean, that's just how it is. The same with fucking fees. Gear is real bad about it. Like, you get a BOE piece of gear people are selling it. Like, people are making those BOE 522 things for like 80, 90K. Mm-hmm. What's a vendor for? Like 25 gold. Yeah. So what's 250% times that?
It's 50 gold. No, oh, no, that's 200%. 250 would be like 6250 or something like that.
Well, it's nowhere near 80K is the point I'm getting at. Yeah. So yeah, those people should be banned.
Everybody who has ever put anything on the auction house ever should be banned from the game.
Sell it for 200%, 250% over, apparently it's a bannable offense, is what he was telling me. I was like, honestly, if that's what it comes down to, and you're being totally serious, then a good 80% of the people in this game who've ever used the auction house to buy or sell would be banned right now. And,
yeah, and
Blizzard's not gonna. The majority of the people who do it are more than the people who don't. So
Blizzard, if it's in the license, you know, terms of use, it's, they obviously don't care about it. Blizzard does not care that it's in there. If you know, if it even is,
I'm sure that guy was just blowing smoke up my ass about that.
But. Yeah. Of course he was. He was just trying to get you to. He's probably just trying to get that item that you were selling.
Dude, I get a lot of whispers from people when I'm on that character, because that's the only. It's a level 5 monk, and the only reason he's level 5 is so I can have roll back and forth from the mailbox. But I get a lot of people like yelling at me for putting shit up really high, and then I also get a lot of people saying, "Hey, you have this on the auction house. Can we make a deal on it?" It sucks for lower level people, but honestly, you should be buying shit off the AH if you're leveling, because you're going to out level that piece of gear anyway, and then all that gold you invested on it is going to be wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Granted, not everybody knows that, but it would be common sense. If you're constantly getting gear from quests or dungeons or whatever, you don't ever, ever have to buy a piece of gear off the auction house. The only thing you really should buy off the auction house is consumables and maybe some, you know, high-end raiding gear or transmog gear. That's really all you need to buy off the auction. Oh, and rare pets, maybe, and mounts and shit.
In all honesty, you never need to go to the auction house to buy something.
That's true.
There's nothing on the auction house that you have to have that you can't get by yourself.
But if you're not, say, an alchemist and you need flasks, you can either go farm up the mats for the flasks or buy the mats for the flasks or get them from a friend or something. And
yeah, or your guild just provides them for you to begin with.
But if you don't have a guild that provides everybody with flasks, you can just go buy them off the auction house. They're not super expensive.
No, yeah. They're not.
Or what other people do is, if they need flasks made, they level up a character that can do that.
Yeah.
Like, all my characters have different professions, so I rely on myself, except for, you know, whenever I transfer half of the dudes. I don't have them, but my biggest argument was, or he goes, do you remember what it was like at level 60 trying to buy stuff on the auction house? I was like, fuck yeah, I do. It's like, I used to go to the auction house and look at all the stuff that I couldn't buy because I didn't have the gold when the gold was hard to make.
Right.
Gold was stupid hard at 60.
Yeah. You need, I don't even remember how much it was to get your first mount, but it was a piss poor amount compared to what
the gold we had. It was like 100 gold.
It was 100 for the first mount, which you couldn't get till 40. And then at 60, you could buy the epic mount at for 500.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous amount of money at that point in time, but my point was, yeah, I remember that. I remember not being able to buy my mount, my level 40 mount, until like level 50, and I didn't have my 60 mount until Burning Crusade hit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do you think that people coming to the end to the game, and this is my opinion, why do you think that people coming to the game, whether or not they've taken a break or they come back and they're casual or they just start up, why do you think they're entitled to everything that we already have? It's like, what do you mean? It's like, how long have you been playing the game? It's like, since vanilla. I was like, and you feel like when you were in vanilla, you should have just been handed everything or everything should have been made easy to you? Or do you think that you're a better player because you've played since vanilla and you had to do all the hard shit? Because I do. If I started in vanilla and it was like it is now, I probably wouldn't be worth the shit because I'd be expected to just wait it out and get nerfed, or wait and you'll get gear, or I'll just run LFR, or, you know, everything's going to be handed to you eventually. Which so just wait it out. In vanilla and BC and even Wrath, up to a point, you weren't handed shit. Like, if you wanted something, you had to work for it. And if you didn't have the money to do it, then you were just fucked. You either had to borrow it or farm it. And I'm like, I have no sympathy for the people who just start playing and are bitching about greens being 2K and the auction house, because 2K to them was 100 gold to me back then.
Yep.
It's the same fucking deal. Everybody went through it.
Yeah.
I don't think I even found the AH in vanilla until I was like upper 40s.
I remember I fucked myself because I went Leatherworker Skinner on my priest, which is my first horde character, because I didn't know any better. When I first played the game, I saw, okay, I can skin shit and make leather. I didn't know that leather made leather shit, you know? Like, right. I had no idea. So I leveled skinning all the way up, and then I was like, well, fuck. I guess I'm going to do tailoring since I wear cloth, and then I go to the auction house and try to buy cloth, and sure as fuck is way more expensive than I have any money for.
Yeah, I remember, even though I didn't start till BC, gold was still fairly hard to make. in BC, especially when you were leveling.
Mm-hmm.
And I started out, I think D was a blacksmith miner when I started. And I had a hell of a time leveling blacksmithing.
Oh, it was rough.
Because you had to buy, you had to, because it wasn't just ore to level up with. You had to go and buy leather and, you know, sometimes cloth and shit like that. And it was a lot harder to level blacksmithing. I mean, I got it maxed by the time I hit 70, but then again, I didn't hit 70 on D until the 3.0 patch hit, so.
Oh, yeah.
But on my priest, I think I was minor jewel crafter. And that was still a hell of a grind to level up jewel crafting in BC. I was so broke constantly trying to buy shit to level it up. And then I remember I hit 70, and I didn't even have the money to get my flying training. I was so broke. It took me forever to finally just buy a flying mount, because it was like 1,000 gold at that time, which was a lot.
And so was epic flying. Like, if you got epic flying in BC, then you're pretty much the shit, or you bought gold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because getting 5 grand, like, completing the quest chains enough to where you could get to that part, and then you bought your epic flying, then you were allowed to do the next part of the chain, which was over on that. Like, you were a pimp. If you were flying around on that Netherwing Drake, you had it going on.
Or even if you had the flying squid, that was pretty good too. From Centauri Skyguard or whatever.
Skyguard.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because you had to go do all those fucking Skedas dailies.
Oh yeah.
I love Skedas.
I do too. I like the Eric Cockroach, whatever they're called.
Basically, after I had said all that stuff to him about, you know, well, basically he's who the newer people. It's just like what we had to deal with, and then his comeback to me was, well, what's it? How does it? How is it up to you how fast they level or how often they play? It's like, that has nothing to do with what I just said.
Yeah, it's about spending your money on the auction house, which you can do it, but if you think about it, ever since Transmog came into the game, the greens that are on the auction house aren't for people leveling anymore. They're for people who want Transmog, because there's only certain greens that fit with certain sets. And mm-hmm. even if you're running around in tier, that's not all your gear. You still have to come up with alternate sets or alternate pieces to match those sets if you want to get, you know, if you want to get really picky about it. And if you try to go and farm a green, a specific green that you need, you're going to be farming for a long fucking time. Like, I remember on my pally, I have a set that's all black and red. And in order to get, I think it was it a belt that matched that set? I had to have a specific green. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just go try to fucking farm it. And I think I farmed for like a week solid, just going into, I think it was ramps. I would go into ramps, clear out ramps, keep all the greens, and hope that one of them was the one I needed. And it never fucking dropped. And I was doing it for like 4 hours a day for like 6 days, just going in and clearing ramps over and over and over again. Never fucking dropped. I log on to the auction house, like, after I got sick of it. I found that green belt I needed for, like, 3K. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to buy it. And I bought it. That's how the transmog market works. You get sick of farming shit, and then you just go buy it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's not like, even if it was a money issue, like, money's nowhere near as bad as what it used to. I transferred all my money with my priest. I logged onto my warlock with 27 silver. I'm sitting at 6K right now at level 88 just by questing. That's it. Level 80, three levels of questing, and I've made close to 7K gold or 6K gold.
Yeah.
Like, that's balanced.
Same with my pally. I think I had 30 gold when you and I started playing and questing and shit. I've got like 3 or 4K now.
Yeah.
It's not hard to make money, especially in Myst. Just go quest, and you'll. And if you quest at max level, you're gonna get double. It's not hard.
Yeah.
So, moral of the story is D's not getting banned.
No GM contacted you?
No. Oh God, no.
just more casuals bitching. I don't mind casuals. I don't mind hardcore. I don't mind any type of players. But if you're gonna be a casual, a person who doesn't put the time into doing stuff that like somebody else does, then don't bitch about it because you don't have access to something when you don't put in the time for it. Like, give me a fucking break.
Yeah, hardcore and casual is just a time investment thing. It doesn't have anything to do with skill. Yeah. Like, if you're a casual player, you're only playing, you know, 1 or 2 hours every fucking week or something like that. I mean, there's not really a limit, but, you know, you're not playing that often. You could be the best player in the world and play for like an hour. That has nothing to do with it. But if you're hardcore, you're logging in like 6 to 8 hours a day, just doing everything. You could be a fucking terrible player and be a hardcore player. But so I never agreed with that casual hardcore thing.
No. Well, there's a difference between a casual hardcore player and a casual hardcore raider.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. My time, the time invested I put in, it's probably in between casual and hardcore, I'd say. I play in moderation. I'm on a lot, but I'm not actually there a lot.
Yeah, same here. Mm-hmm.
But when I raid, I go all out when I raid. I make sure I know fucking everything. And even though we only raid 4 to 6 hours a week, we've already talked about this. I'm a hardcore raider as far as what I expect and what I can do, and the time I put into learning raid content in my class, I consider myself hardcore.
Well, there's casual and hardcore, which to me says time investment. You either don't spend a lot of time playing the game, or you spend all your time playing the game. And then you have the skill, you know, you go from novice, you're not really that good, to elite, where you're really fucking good. That's how I see it. It's not a binary argument. There's two different things for that.
Yeah. Your novice is the same as what I would say a casual raider.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, a novice player is somebody who, like, does quests and dailies and shit like that. They don't do any hard content. And when they try to do hard content, they're not that good. They don't grasp raiding concepts or PvP concepts or anything like that. Whereas an elite player, you know, high-end raiding, high-end arena, you know, high-end fucking Brawler's Guild. Brawler's Guild's actually a really good barometer for that.
Rank 8, bitches.
I haven't done Brawler's Guild in months.
I haven't done it. I think I'm still like rank 3.
I'm like rank 3 or 4.
Not even there.
I just haven't done it in so long.
Yeah.
I only have 2 more bosses left.
Why are you slacking?
On rank 8. These are fucking, they're impossible.
Why are you slacking?
I've looked everywhere and it's like, if you're a mage, there, you can't beat any fights in rank 8. Just don't even try. But I beat 2 of them. But you have to be, like, you just can't survive some of them. And a lot of them, like, I watch the videos and shit. I'm like, I gotta be doing something wrong. And most of the videos I watched, they're glitching it out and shit. And I'm like, come on. If I can't do it legit, then I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
That's the same with tonight. We were offered a Lay Shin lockout. And we're on Iron Quan, which Iron Quan almost died. But I fucked up and died, so we wiped, and it was the last pull of the night.
Yeah, we got down to like
sub-10%. And we had a guy offer us the Lay Shin lockout tonight because his guild was done raiding for the week, and asked if we wanted to go. So I brought it up to everybody else, and Saul, and some people were interested. Basically, if I was going to put it together, then anybody was probably going to come. But I just, I don't want to skip bosses. I don't want to be that person.
Yeah, when we get to Lay Shin, I want it to be because we killed everything else. I don't want to cheat. Which, yeah, to me, that's cheating. You take somebody else's lockout to skip bosses you haven't downed yet. That's cheating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see it. My view for it is a little bit more in depth. Like, it's if you're, and I know it doesn't make a lot of sense, or it seems like it's the same thing, but if you like don't raid that tier and you're stuck on like the fourth boss, and somebody uses a lockout for the last boss, so you could enter a different raid tier, then I completely don't agree with that.
Oh, Heart of Fear and going into Toes without killing Grand Empress, something like that.
Yeah. Like if you're stuck on, let's say Amber Shaper in Heart of Fear, and you use somebody else's lockout, so you could go do Toes and get gear off the easy bosses, or like the Protectors, which is like the easiest encounter in the game, I think.
Yeah, it's
on
easy.
Elite.
Yeah. Well,
and get 503 gear and then start out gear. Like I'm 100% against that. If you if you can't kill the previous tier, you have no business being in the next tier.
Exactly.
Like to claim progression.
Or getting somebody who's, and this was a big deal on Wrath, like getting somebody in the raid who had killed Lich King already, so you could go do heroic Ice Crown.
Yeah, you like, need at least one heroic in the group, and then you can do heroic. Yeah.
Loot ship specifically was
what we were
doing. Yeah,
I hated that shit.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt the same way to an extent with the way that they were going to do it with Lei Shen. Even though we only had two bosses to get to Lei Shen, I just felt like if I killed Lei Shen without legit full clearing up to Lei Shen, it wouldn't be as epic feeling downing Lei Shen when we did, because I don't know, it's just a personal thing.
Yeah, I want to experience all the content, but I want to experience clearing all that content myself.
Yeah,
I don't want to ride on somebody else's coattails to down Lei Shen. When we down Lei Shen, I want it to be with my raid group then.
Yeah,
progress and with my raid group.
I don't want to do that. Go get gear off Lei Shen and then go back through and clear Iron Quan or Twin Consorts and have it be noted that, well, it's because you have gear off Lei Shen already, you know?
Yeah.
Because people are going to be like that.
Yeah, like when we down Lei Shen, I want to be able to nerd scream legitly.
Because people are going to be the exact way that we were whenever we heard people were doing that with Heart of Fear and Toes. Like, I thought it was bullshit, so I called them out.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Speaking of Toes, Bubba missed it last night.
Oh, my God, dude. We cleared Toes in, like, 31 minutes last night.
It was stupid.
It was so easy. We did Elite. We one-shot every boss, did Elite on the first one. The only time anybody died
the whole thing.
We two-healed the whole thing. Toot died on Trash on purpose, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And then D died on Lei Shi at the very end of the fight.
Yeah, because I had like 27 stacks of the debuff. And then Toot finally decided, oh, I'm going to tank now.
So I think we're going to start doing just like a quick fucking Toes or a Heart of Fear run like once a week. Just like a fucking 30, 45 minute run. Valor cap it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
It was pretty sad. Like, we could probably clear all of T14 in a raid night if we felt like it. If we felt going into Vaults and Heart of Fear and I mean, we could probably clear the entirety of Heart of Fear in an hour.
Dude, we should speed run like all T14 one night and like just stream it for fun.
Yeah.
Just go like clear Vault, go straight to Heart of Fear, go straight to Toes. I bet we could do it in like 2 hours.
We probably could, because Vault is ridiculous.
I laugh when we start streaming and we just wipe.
We're wiping on Stone Guards.
And wipe. Stone Guards.
We're just getting rolled by Stone Guard normal.
It's like, guys, this really isn't how it usually happens.
Yeah, we're really better than this guy. Sorry.
I didn't realize until last night, like Emerald Dream. I think it was either the last night or the night before. D and I were looking at the progress and Emerald Dream. There's only a couple heroic bosses killed on the server.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we were way far behind, but we're really not. We've got time to catch up. Definitely. We're only at the most. We're like five bosses behind.
Yeah. And I think the whole heroic bosses they've killed were like Jinrock and Tordos.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not going in order.
Yeah. Fuck. We can nine man Duramu. Come on. We got this.
Yeah, no shit.
No, well, we got.
You can't. You weren't allowed to be on that one. So.
Yeah.
Or were you there for the nine man?
I was there for the intentional nine man.
Okay, the intentional one, but not the one where
the unintentional nine man. We intentionally nine manned Duramu.
Gotcha. I've totally spaced out on that one.
Yeah, because I remember we nine manned it, the attempt right before, and I believe it was Riku who said, we're too far, or no, it wasn't Riku, it was somebody else. Someone's like, we're too far off in rage, because we like hit in rage. And I was like, no. I was like, Riku is dead. Riku died, and something else had happened. And I was like, there's no way that we're that close to the enrage timer. And then we killed it the next attempt.
It was like our best kill.
2.5 minutes ahead of enrage, yeah. And it was like our fastest kill.
It was ridiculous. Down a DPS and breaking our old record. And who were we missing? Who was
Arcamon.
That? Oh, that's right. Yeah, Arcamon didn't show. Faggot.
Well, he was on vacation, and then he couldn't resub or something. I don't know what his deal is. But, fuck, it's like almost 11. We went past time again, like we always do.
Yeah.
But I'm going to plug real quick. Zula, our resident DK DPS, will be leaving us after next week, and he's going to be starting a weekend raiding group. It's going to be Friday and Saturday, 8 to 12 Central Time or Emerald Dream server time. And he's looking... He's got like 9 to 12, hopefully a full clear under his belt by the time the raid group starts, but he's going to be leading it, and he's looking for other people interested in doing a Friday-Saturday raid. So if anybody's interested, battle tag me, Valentine1129, hit me on Twitter or the show email or hit D up or whatever, and we'll let Zula know. And he's planning on starting on T15. If he can get the people that are appropriately geared, and if not, then he'll go back through and do T14 and gear people up. So it's not a big deal there, but they are recruiting, and we are still possibly recruiting either a ranged or a melee or both. So if basically the first person that's ready to go, I'm willing to try them out.
Yeah, we we're actually just recruiting everybody just to kind of fill out the guild ranks. So even if you have alts that you're not really playing or you want to do something with, bring them on over to Emerald Dream. You can come raid with people who don't suck that bad.
Yeah.
And if you want to see
that bad.
If you want to see how we raid, we have been live streaming our raids. We do it every Tuesday, maybe more. We'll see.
We'll probably start doing like full clear T14 runs if interested, even on Cross Realm. So yep. If you add us to Real ID and just hang out, then we usually are looking for a couple people on the weekends to do some T14. But like I said, we are recruiting some solid raiders as well, aside from casual and sub raiders, to fill our main group.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly arranged like a hunter, Ellie Shaman, Warlock, or a DK, Enhanced Shaman, shit like that, even a monk. But we're working with a couple people right now to try to gear up and get ready. But we also don't want to regress. So.
Yeah, and if you want to see how we're raiding, you can check out this Twitch channel. I believe the videos from our raids are still up on the channel. They should be anyway. So you can see firsthand how our raids run. Or you can check us out. Tomorrow night we'll live stream around 8:15-ish
Central Time. Yeah, I usually start the stream up at 8:30.
So 8:30 Central Time, you can come check out our raid, see how we raid, see if it's something you'll fit into, which everybody fits in.
Well,
if you listen to this show, you fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's be clear on that. But yeah, we're going to get out of here. And this should be my last week on third shift. My boss told me this week. Well, my old boss or the boss I'm leaving is pissed off at me, and I'm pissed off at him, so he's trying to fuck me over, I think. So, but this, according to the manager of the place I work at, this is my last week on third shift. So, it should be anyway. So, hopefully, I can, you know, stay a little later after raid. Starting next week. So
did you use up all your vacation days too quickly for that other boss?
No, No, because there are people that use it a lot faster than I did, surprisingly.
No way.
No, I'm not joking. Like, okay, the way my work works. Okay, anyway, like starting from Christmas Eve, we're off from Christmas Eve or like the 23rd until like the 2nd or 3rd of the next year. So we get like, you know, 10 days off. And then there are people that will just burn all their vacation after that so they can take like all of January off too. So I actually had vacation in February, so I'm not that bad. Granted, you know, a couple weeks into February it was all gone, but I had some in February.
I wonder who did that.
I don't know.
It's a mystery.
He's being quiet.
Not me. Come on.
It really didn't take much. You're just like, so vacation day? And you're like, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, fuck. Like vacation day, and you're like, dude, I can't afford to take a vacation day. I'm like, all right, man.
Yeah, I clicked that like 5 minutes ago, so my shit's still being
go ahead. Go ahead and play it.
Okay.
Or any of it.
No! No! Why?
God. We almost went through a whole show without hearing that. We can't have that.
That's just ridiculous if that doesn't get played.
Exactly.
That's true. But anyway, I was like, how about if you go to work, we're just going to play this Left 4 Dead 2 all night. Then you're like, fine.
And yeah, anytime we start playing other games, I'm like, fuck, I really don't want to go to work. Shit. But anyway, we can get out of here so I can go to work tonight. So,
you sure? Vacation day?
If I had some. So thanks, guys, for listening, for coming and hanging out in the chat room, for watching the epic pre-show. If you guys missed the pre-show, when we go offline, the video will be up. You need to watch the pre-show. Twitch.tv/WowUncensored. Check out the epic pre-show. It was pretty damn good. Remember, if you happen to be listening to the podcast feed on iTunes, you can give us a rating. Or if you're on Stitcher, give us a thumbs up. You can catch us live every Monday night, 9 o'clock-ish starts the pre-show, with the show following at around 9:30 Central. If you have any questions, comments, or shout-outs you want us to read, you can email the show. And please email the show, wowuncensoredshow@gmail.com. Or you can even tweet us at wowuncensored. Plus, you can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/wowuncensored. Leave us a comment, because, you know, we get on there occasionally. And you can get a hold of us individually. You can find me on Twitter, at Colemsai, and my battle tag, DTD number 1339. You can find Bubba, at Bubba Caleb Rogue, on Twitter. He just hit 20 followers, people.
Who was it? I need to check.
Yeah, Bubba needs to find out and give a shout-out to his 20th follower. I think he still has 20 followers. Watch Val goes and follows him right now. Finally, you can find Val on Twitter at ValTheMage or his battle tag, Valentine number 1129. Hit us up if you want to hang out. Like Val said, we're going to do a lot more cross-realm things, and you know, we're recruiting all kinds of people. So if you want to hang out, level an alt, or transfer characters over.
You lied to me.
What? You had 20 the other day. You did.
I don't believe you.
You legitly had 20 followers the other day.
You had 20 until I unfollowed you.
Did you just do it?
Bubba just got a follower.
Yeah, yeah.
Urgroth in the chat room just followed you.
Oh, I love you, Urgroth. Oh, I love nice you so person. Hard.
Now we need to get Bubba to 25. We'll do it slow.
Okay. Does this mean I'm allowed to like have my orgasm now?
I think
since I hit 20.
I think. No. I think so.
What do I have to hit?
119.
No. That'll be blue balling forever.
Oh, poor guy. All right, we're going to get out of here so I can get ready for work. Have a good daytime.
See you, dudes.
Bye.
Our shows go so long.
Yay. But they so good.
They're so good.
Oh, Billy.
All by myself.
What happens when I have more followers than tweets? It's like four more, and then I do that. Somehow I'm at 23.
Start tweeting right now.
Then you win an award.
What award?
You broke the internet.
I won the internet a while ago.
How'd you win the internet?
I don't know. It was... We were doing that one thing in Raid. I forgot what it was. Literally? Literally game?
Oh, the Literally game, yeah.
And I said something, a Literally thing, back to Azula, and he couldn't respond, so I won the internet.
Good job.
It was a very special time for me.
I believe Pelic won the internet this week for me.
Pelic wins the internet every week.
Dude, that might not be by kind of music, but that fucker has an amazing voice.
And his eyes.
His eyes are so dreamy.
Oh my god.
I'm not really like huge into metal either, but he did do the fucking video game music.
Oh yeah.
I love metal.
And he had some very sensual parts to it.
Mm-hmm. I came multiple times.
Just continuously masturbating. No breaks.
Yeah.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Transformers!
Oh,
that meets the eyes.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I was waiting for it.